Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. We talk a lot about legacy bucket, right? Passing on assets to the next generation. Of course, tax planning and preparing for that. And it's a complicated area, right?
Yeah.
Estate planning. And there's an interesting case that we came across.
Yeah.
About a will that was challenged, and there were some major changes made to it for some very specific reasons.
So one of the questions you ask when we have the legacy bucket with our clients is, within your beneficiaries, is everybody getting along?
Right.
You know,
what's
like
the family dynamic?
What's the family dynamics? You know, if you split it up this way, is there going to be fights, you think?
Right.
So on and so forth. You
right.
ask those questions to kind of get them thinking about what could go wrong. Because
right.
when you pass on your assets, it's now no longer in your hands and you're gone. And
absolutely.
And now it's up to whoever receives it. And then this case that came out of British Columbia was a very interesting case because the way it got reversed and changed. And then we said, well, okay, let's talk about that. But then what about Alberta? Because laws are different province to province. And then let's talk about, well, this is a litigation case. So
yep.
let's get, you know, the brains out there. Let's get the ones who are
right.
who are doing the litigation in court
right.
and have their perspective. So this is going to be a great piece right here. We've got Jennifer Lamb, estate litigator partner at Cars Callan LLP. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be having this discussion this morning on a very, I think, popular and complex topic.
It is complex.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to, and we can't do justice in the time we have, Jennifer, clearly, but we want to try to give people an understanding. We're going to deal with this case first because what happened is the will, the way it was written, was challenged and ultimately overturned, and there's some specific reasons for that. So what can we, maybe just tell us a little bit about this case first, and then we'll get into what we can learn from that as you're thinking about planning for your own will and estate.
Absolutely. So the interesting thing about this case is the fact that first principles is it comes from British, it's a British Columbia case, and BC's laws with respect to wills and estates are very, very different from what we have in Alberta in terms of legislation. So just as a starting point, in Alberta, an adult child cannot challenge a will unless they can qualify themselves as a family member, mm-hmm. which essentially is you cannot work or earn an income by reason of physical or mental disability. Whereas in BC, they don't have a similar test. Adult
okay.
children can challenge wills if they feel as though they're disinherited without any sort of test like there is in Alberta. So it's a very interesting case, and there's many, many similar cases, such as the Skurek decision, whereby an adult child can apply to set aside a will on the basis of unfairness or, I guess, just a perception that they've not been treated fairly. And so in Alberta, I think this goes to show that testamentary freedom. So a testator can do what they want with their estate is sort of paramount, subject to, of course, moral and legal obligations to family members. So I can get into that in a little bit more detail, but happy to carry on the discussion.
Yeah, let's go with the case that happened in BC. So the individual passes away, passes on his assets. Let's use an easy number of almost $1.6 million. He
right.
passes on his assets. He gives, and correct me if I'm wrong, half goes to son, 1/6 goes to his daughter, and then his daughter has some children, and then the remaining 1/6 each goes to his grandchildren.
Yep, that's absolutely bang on with the facts.
Okay, so now the daughter comes back and says, I'm going to challenge the will.
Exactly, yeah.
In fact, my brother shouldn't get his half. I should get half. He should get 1/6. Let's call it a day.
Exactly. That's exactly what she did. So she basically said that her brother, Peter, his share should be reduced to 1/6 and her share should be increased to half. And she made several different arguments in that case, including the fact that he was financially stable with real estate and investment assets, you know, valuing upwards of $3 million. Plus, he also received some gifts that went to him outside of the estate. So these were the various arguments that Lydia made in terms of trying to up her share and reduce her brother's.
Now, there is in BC this thing about called moral obligation.
Right.
And so in this case, the daughter is disabled, has no assets, unemployed, even though her brother is unable to work due to disability, but he was financially stable. So the courts basically came out, Jennifer, and said that the person who passed away has the moral obligation to take care of his daughter?
That's exactly, as I read the case and I've interpreted the case, the court found that the will must be varied because it did not make adequate provision for the daughter based on, you know, the various factors that they considered. So it's sort of going back to the similarities between Alberta and BC, the Supreme Court of Canada in Tataryn Estate, confirmed that a testator has both moral and legal obligations to provide for any dependents. So that would be someone, your spouse, your adult interdependent partner, minor children, or adult children who are disabled. And that, you know, so if you say in your will, if you write a will that you're leaving everything to your best friend, Bob, yet you have a wife and children, I mean, the court will certainly look at, you know, moral and legal obligations to make sure that people are provided for on one's death.
So what can we learn from this? And again, I understand that BC law and Alberta law is different, Jennifer, but when somebody is sitting down and thinking through what their plan is upon their passing, what do they need to consider? Give some high level as they're thinking through this to make sure that it doesn't end up in court and you know, the gift is not given nor received in the way you want it and all of those things are avoided.
Absolutely. And so the starting point is a proper estate plan where the first question you're asking is, do you have a spouse? Do you have an adult interdependent partner? So you may not be married, but if you have been residing and continuously cohabitating for 3 years or more in a relationship of interdependence, you have to provide for either your spouse or your adult interdependent partner. Second question, do you have minor children? Thirdly, do you have adult children who, by reason of physical or mental disability, cannot earn an income? So that is really the starting point as to how you wish to divide your estate. You, even if you would want to leave any of these individuals nothing, which would be unusual, but it does happen, you can open your will up, if it's not properly done, to claims against your estate by these individuals. And so even if... Go ahead.
So Dave, it means your wife can't kick you out of the will. She has to...
Thank goodness. Thank goodness. That's right.
Let her know that, okay?
Yeah, I will. Jennifer,
so exactly,
Jennifer, could
the same thing... Go ahead. Sorry, Dave.
No, I was just going to say, could the same thing happen in Alberta? So again, I understand that BC laws and Alberta laws are different, but can an Alberta resident end up in the same sort of situation given the same set of facts that this BC resident did?
So they could, but let's just take out the BC resident's facts to say she wasn't disabled.
Okay.
She was easily able to earn an income, and she applied to vary the will. BC may well have varied the will. Alberta courts most likely would have not, because, again, we have a completely different test for family maintenance and support pursuant to our Wills and Succession Act. So
that's perfect right there, Jen. I'm going to ask you just to hold on. We're going to have to go to commercial break. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk to about how do you set yourself up to prevent to go to court? Basically, I'm saying, how do you not get a job anymore, Jen? the second thing is there is some different rules in Alberta, that we have to be aware of, and we need to make sure that we address those. So we're going to come back after commercial break and talk about how to prevent your will going to court.
Okay, so don't forget, though, that will and estate plan, that legacy box, is an important piece of the overall lifestyle plan, all of which we're going to be talking about our next webinar. That's coming up on Tuesday, September 22nd, 7 p.m. That's live online. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, stick around, because your kids are going to fight in court over your money when you die. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.